Welcome to the show.
I am Whoppy. I'm your host. This is Whoppy's Whiplash. Every September 11th, the day of great tragedy in America, I'm your host, Whoppy. Tonight, we do not have the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. He misses you very dearly. And I also miss him, and this means it's going to be a little bit of a shorter show tonight, here on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Whoppy. Usually Jimmy would be here talking. So it's a little bit sad tonight, you know, but it's okay. Jimmy does miss all you. He did tell me this. It is the official word from the co-host with the co-most. Without any further ado, let's call places and say weird things then. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. It's September 11, 2025. It's currently 9:02 post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. rogueserver.com/Whoopi. You're here and you're listening live. Welcome to the show.
Denny's on 1000 East. This is Becca. How can I help you?
Hi, Becca. Welcome to the show. Can we agree that today's like not a good day?
Is there anything that I can help you with?
Oh, at Denny's.
Related to Denny's.
Yeah. Well, you do know it's not a good day, and I got like a silly slam and a dog slam, and there it wasn't good.
You got a what?
Like a silly slam and a dog slam, and they weren't very good.
Well, you could be contacting the wrong Denny's franchise because we don't have those slams.
Oh. What slams do you have? Because I go there a lot. I just moved to Utah. It's kind of different for me.
We've got the American Slam and the original Grand Slam, the Lumberjack Slam, and a whole lot more listed on our Denny's website or through the app that you can download in the App Store.
How do I delete the app, then, if I have it?
I'm sorry?
Well, how do I delete my Denny's then if I have it already?
How do you delete the app?
Yeah, my Denny's. Because I had installed it and I just... Because the wife... You know?
You can contact Denny's support.
Aren't you Denny's? I'm confused.
We have no... You can contact anything wrong with your Denny's app if you'd like to shut down your account.
Oh, the sandwich.
You can contact Denny's support through the app or online.
Because I had the sandwich and I don't want it anymore.
Yes, if you don't want it anymore, you have to contact Denny's support.
So I contact them and do I like mail them the sandwich then?
Well, you could be contacting the wrong Denny's because we don't have any online orders.
Oh. Well, I picked it up in store. It's not a good day. It's not a good day at all. I mean, it's 9/11. It's not good. Welcome to the show. I'm Whoppy, your host. It's Whoppy's Whiplash. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. If you're listening. If you're hearing this, it's live on rogueserver.com. I have no co-host. It's just me. I'm in the mumble if you want to, like, be a guest or whatever. That is a no on that. No for that call. Oh, my. I have no co-host, so I don't know if the bed music is too loud or not. Pick up the phone.
4-3-5-2-6.
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the show where it just reads you the phone number and then you hit the button and it doesn't go. I'm your host with the most, Whoopi, on Whoopi's Whiplash, where we get it cracking. Whoops. I don't have a sound effect for a whip, so you get. Just imagine that was a real whip sound.
Thank you for calling Denny's. May I help you?
Hi, Denny. Because I had a dog slam, and it's just way too different.
Pardon me?
I had a dog slam, and it's just way too different for me.
You had a dog slam?
Yeah.
I'm not following you. Are you placing an order?
I had picked it up in store.
Hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
How do I? Because it's like, it's like, I guess raw.
And then can we add a $20 tip? Okay.
Okay, can you speak slower so I can understand?
I had a dog slam, and I guess it's raw.
Are you talking on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's breaking up.
Oh.
I'm only getting half your words.
I had a dog slam, and I guess it's raw.
Are you wanting to place an order?
I have a dog. I don't understand. Is this any better? Am I just coming in too hot? Am I clipping?
Hey, thank you for calling Denny's.
Am I clipping?
Hello?
Hello? Am I clipping? I don't... I think I was the victim of a practical joke there. I think it is because I am technically piping the Denny's audio into Denny's. No, I'm not. I shouldn't be. This is confusing. I think I have to change this. Oh, if I change it, I don't think it would work on the Rogue server where I'm currently at. Let me check. Yeah. So I guess it's a solo show tonight. Just purely solo. Oh, da-da-da. No, because every other call has been like, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, you suck, you suck. Your phone sucks.
Country store on McKinney Drive in Berea, Kentucky. Download our app for a seamless to-go experience, check the weight, and join our online wait list. To place an order or let us know you have arrived for your curbside order, please press 1. For directions, press 2. To speak with the first available associate, press 3.
3.
Brea Cracker Barrel, how can we direct your call today?
Hi, Cracker Barrel. What's, like, the closest thing you get to, like, a slam there?
Like a what now?
A slam. You have anything with, like, for a dog?
Like dog treats we don't have and dog toys we don't have, yeah.
Oh, like a slam?
No, mm-mm.
Can we, like, do a slam there?
No.
What if I show you the dog?
No.
Can I bring him in?
If it's not a health risk, it's not allowed in the store.
So if it's a health risk, it's allowed?
Yeah, only if it's a dog that is, like, if you have seizures or anything. It's the only kind of dog.
Oh, this dog has rabies?
Well, you need to contact a vet and quit pulling pranks.
The vet? There's no co-host tonight. It's just the regular host, Wuffy, and I'm starting to break up here. I'm starting to, I guess, cry. I have no ideas for tonight. I'm just going in this blind and screaming. Back in the thing, I'm not sure if it, because I need to test this more. I need, like, because the audio is technically piping, their phone is technically piping back into the phone.
Long John's an INW.
Hi, because I work at the other one, and, like, my pants got damaged, and now there's, like, no legs on them. Am I still allowed to wear them?
I'm sorry?
I have pants. Hold on. Does this sound better or worse if I click this? If I do this, does that sound worse or better?
Who is this?
Steve.
Where do you work at?
Long John Silver's.
Okay.
Because I had, you know how they make you wear pants for, like, health and safety so you don't, like, get hurt and die or anything?
Yeah, you have to wear pants anyway.
It turned into shorts.
Okay.
Because they get, like, ripped and, like, burnt?
Yeah.
Because I was changing the oil, and it, like, fell on the pants, and it cooked them, and the legs fell off.
What Long John Silver's do you work at?
I work at the one, like, you know, it's not 200, it's, like, I'm carpooling there. I don't know, like, the exact address, but it's, like, I think, like, north or south or something.
Honey, you need to call the one you work at.
The manager's pissed at me. He's gonna, like, hit me with, like, a stick or something. I don't know.
Honey, this is a prank call. Bye.
I'm glad she informed me that it was a prank call. Welcome to the show. This is Wappy's Whiplash. I'm your host, Wappy. Jimmy Scruggs is out of the studio tonight. And he misses you all very dearly. It's going to be a shorter show tonight on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. They amputated my pants. Welcome to the show where we just got epically pranked by a fax machine. I'm your host, Wuppy. That's Wuppy with an H. My co-host is currently out of the studio tonight. Welcome. You can't hear the phone ring on the mumble right now, right?
Hear me?
Yeah.
I cannot hear anything ringing.
Okay, now if I click that, it rings.
I hear it. Beautiful sound of dial tone, or of ringing.
Because this is technically piping the audio back into the phone, and it's very confusing. That's just gonna ring forever. I really should figure this out a little bit better. And if I click that, wait, maybe if I click that, that works. If I click that, I don't know. We'll figure it out here. No, because that sends it to the thing. That sends it to butt. Welcome to the show where the thing that has worked isn't working. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's Wuppy's Whiplash every September 11th, 2025. I'm going to download a different audio thing because this... I need like 18 different guys for this. I think this is a hotel or something.
Hey mom, this is Haley.
Hi Haley, is there an echo? When you talk? Am I coming through good and clear?
Yes.
Because my phone's different.
Okay.
I think it, like, pipes the audio back in to the phone.
Yeah.
So...
No, I can hear you on my end.
Okay, because there should be an echo, because it's piping it right back into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's circular.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, because I have my phone. If I bring it in and plug my phone in, because it's circular, I'm just concerned it's going to echo the whole hotel.
No, it shouldn't. Do you have a room here?
My friend is staying there, and he's like, dude, check it out. They have a phone jack, so we just want to plug this phone in and see if it works. At, like, the hotel, but if it, like, makes all the calls circular, because it's piping the audio back into the phone, like, it's pumping the output into the input, I'm just worried that it's gonna, like, break it or something.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's okay. Yeah, you're good.
And there's no echo whenever you're talking, because there should be an echo.
I don't hear an echo on my end, no.
Is this good and clear?
Yeah.
And we hooked up a computer to it, and now we can I can do this. I have a computer, so it'll like do that.
Yeah.
So you can hear that good?
Yes.
And the dog. What about the dog?
The dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Because he's different. He's like a computer dog.
Okay.
So can I bring in a computer dog?
A computer dog?
Yeah.
Is it like a...
He's a program.
Is that like... Okay, so it's not like a real, like, alive animal?
He was, but then we digitized him. So he's in the computer?
You digitized him?
Yeah. We scanned the dog into the computer.
I mean, yeah, as long as it's not, like...
Physically there?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not, like, a physical animal.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you for troubleshooting my circular phone. It's like a circle. Like, it puts the audio coming in from your end back into the phone, technically. But if there's not an echo, that's interesting. That means there's something at play here.
Now, is this, like, your own personal phone? Or is this a hotel phone? Or
it's like a IP phone or, like, a VoIP.
Now, are you at the hotel currently?
I'm going to be coming there because Mike has a room there.
Mike?
Yeah. He's like on AOL. We're like on the phone room on AOL. And we like, it's like a phone. It like plugs in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't have a live dog, and I mean, the phone's fine. I don't think it'll cause any issues.
All right.
And if it does, we don't really use the hotel phones here a lot anyways. So. All right.
Yeah, I was just concerned because it is like a circular phone.
Right. And do you know Mike's room and everything?
He's going to send it to me whenever I get there, and that way there's like no surprises or anything.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see a mic in our system.
It could be an alias. He's gonna just send it to me. That's like his AOL name is Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, she didn't have an issue. But the phone is pumping the phone back into the phone. That's how it's set up, and it's worked, but it's not working in Utah. Welcome to the show. I'm your host. Yep, we have a guest.
A guest. The guest.
The guest.
The guy with the string.
The guy with the string.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to perform a call tonight, guest?
Sure.
All right, let me get you a number here. I think this is a hotel.
Fairness, how can I help you?
Jesus Christ, you guys are harder to reach than the president. How are you?
Yeah, good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Is the guy with the string there?
Sorry?
The man outside. He's still there.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to some older shows. Yeah, I was listening to some older shows. They're really, really good. And they were talking about a guy with this.
What the fuck, man? What the hell is that guy's problem?
Un-American, man. On this holiday to treat us like that?
Is totally unreasonable. Here on Whoopi's Whiplash, I'm Whoopi with a mystery guest.
Kielbasa.
Live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi in the mumble. Because the phone pipes the phone back into the phone and it shouldn't work, but it works. That lady didn't have an issue with it. You want to try again?
Sure.
Oh, shoot.
KFC.
Hey, how are you?
KFC. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, is the guy with the string there still outside by the thing?
Is the guy with the what?
The guy outside. He was outside earlier with the string.
With the spring?
No, with the string. Is it the thing that they were saying on the news about the string?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, there was a man there earlier.
At KFC.
Yeah, that's where I'm calling. And he had a string, and he was standing out there. Is he still there?
I don't know.
So, this is Mount Vernon?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me that now the man that was previously outside your store is no longer there. He had the string. It's very, very clear who I'm talking about.
The string?
Correct. This worked on the earlier shows. I heard it. It worked. Where is the man?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
He was there.
So there was a man outside the store, and he was on the and it was on the news.
Six
foot strings. And you're asking if he was still there.
6 foot strings.
A 6 foot string.
Correct, for the distancing. This isn't something to be taken lightly. He was there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that is.
Can you get somebody on the phone who knows? Because I don't have time for this. We got things to do. I need to talk about a man with a string.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with her, but all I'm trying to find out is the man with the string. He was there earlier. He was outside.
Yeah, I don't ever remember. I don't remember saying that. I mean, there might have been a man with a string outside. He was holding a string?
He was outside. He had the string. 6 foot. I don't know. Do I need to speak another language?
No, I mean, we didn't say anything like that.
Well, Can you check to see if he's still out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'll check for you.
The string, yeah, please. Because I don't know what else I have after this.
I mean, I don't see anything. I'm out here. I don't see nothing.
Well, what about the guy with the dog?
No, there ain't no guy with no dog.
He was just there.
I mean, I don't see nobody. I don't know. They must ran off. I don't know.
I don't. So this is pretty important. And as a person with a disability, I feel that you should try and make it right.
I did. I've been looking, and I haven't seen anything. If I see anything, yeah, I'm going to you know, do what needs to be done. But
what was this,
I mean,
how you treat all people with disabilities?
Do what?
Is this how you treat all people with disability?
No, I'm not trying to treat anybody with a disability
bad. I'm not feeling heard. You, sir, are not an ally. What's your name, fat body?
I'm not telling you my name.
Well, this is going to corporate.
Well, you can tell them.
This is 12...
Oh, that was dumb. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. It was, the bottom
guy,
of the gene
pool. The guy with the string.
The guy with the string. Thanking earlier episode. Completely robbed it.
They said a guy with a spring, though.
There might be something there.
Oh, can I download this MP3? Yes, I can. All right. There we go. Welcome to Wappy's Whiplash. I'm Wappy with a mystery guest, co-host, Kielbasa. You can be co-host if you want to be co-host. If you don't want to be co-host, that's totally okay.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
Okay, we have the anonymous man in the studio, live. Kielbasa. Wait, yeah, okay. Oh, why'd I turn that up? Because the phone's bumping.
Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburgers.
Hey, there's a guy outside with a spring.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. You're cutting in and out.
Are you echoing on your line? Hello?
Hello?
Is there an echo on your end? Like, can you hear yourself?
No.
Interesting. Because my phone, it, like, pumps it back into the phone. Like, it... Because there's a man outside with a spring, and I'm not sure if he's allowed to do that. Like, at the Wendy's? The old-fashioned hamburgers?
Yes, this is Wendy's.
He had a spring, and I'm not sure if that's allowed there.
A spring?
Yeah. Like, is that okay for him to have that there?
If he's outside, there's nothing we can stop people from having outside.
Because I'm worried, like, someone's going to bounce off of it or, you know, something. If he like, brings it in. If he brought it in, you would kick him out, right?
Well, I mean, that's really none of your concern of what I
do. Well,
I don't want
anyone to get hurt. I think I have to stay about a fist way away from the microphone right here, and then they can hear me a little bit better. I think I'm perfectly audible on the Rogue server thing. Oh, what's this sound? Oh, shoot, I need to turn this back up. Welcome to the show. This is Wappy Whiplash. I'm Wappy, your host. Wait, I'm going to turn off this box fan, and the mystery man inside the room can introduce himself as I take the journey.
Welcome. Ah! Welcome to the show.
Walking across the room.
He sounds lover from a distance.
I'm in the studio, turning it off.
Yes.
No headphones.
Stage fright.
Submergement of my character, and I wouldn't know about it.
Sound effects.
Still no headphones on.
The spring. People with disabilities. Yes, spring.
The spring.
Sprung. Has sprung.
Is there something to that. I don't know. I'm very easily amused by sound effects. Live in the studio, I'm Wappy, your host on Wappy's Whiplash, every September 11th, 2025.
The mystery
co-host, Kielbasa.
Kielbasa.
If he wants to remain anonymous like that,
I do remain anonymous, please.
Okay.
Very private individual.
Do you want to take this call?
Sure. What's... Okay. Can you pass me the address?
Yeah, it's on, should be here.
If possible. I want to try it.
Mount Vernon McDonald's.
Hey, can I talk to your manager?
Speaking.
Yeah, I was driving by there. I deliver pizza for his shop down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I could barely read. What the hell is going on there?
What?
What the hell is going on there? Is that man all right?
I believe so.
He was screaming like he was in pain. Is he okay?
Is it outside?
No, I just heard it on the other end of your phone. Like a man screaming. He was in pain.
Oh, she hung up, but I heard the man screaming too.
Okay, that wasn't where I wanted to go, but...
There was a man screaming. That's not...
There was. So that might be another bit. Like, just say that there's a man screaming in the background.
If you want to try that, I can be a man screaming for you.
Let's see where it goes.
Oh, I think that might be like
quiet, though, because the family's upstairs. Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of bad ideas from me, your host, Wappy, on Wappy's Whiplash. With a mystery guest co-host, Kielbasa.
Anonymity.
Anonymous, of course. We're gonna call more people. Try not to get stuck in the jaggers here. The whiplash with your host, Wappy.
I know that word.
This is a garage. I don't know if they're open. But I think it's my turn? I don't know. Sound of a can going into a garbage can, live on the air.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, don't need to be that sassy at me, lady. Mark that no. The simple addition of bed music makes it feel like a real show, even though it's just me, your host, Wappy, and the mystery guest, anonymous co-host, live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. We're going to go back to Utah here, because that's the way the cookie crumbles. On the Whiplash with Wappy, your host, with the most, the phone numbers, at the very least.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Toy Trading Posting Cabins. Toy Trading Posting Cabins.
Hi. Oh, did she pick up the phone? I don't know. I'm confused.
I thought that was a recording.
It sounded like a recording, but I don't understand what's going on here.
It was an AI.
I need physical knobs on the desk here. so I can turn up everything. I'm gonna do that sometime. Get a little mixer. All these little buttons makes it feel like touch on a mouse. Welcome to the show. It's Wuppy's Whiplash. I'm Wuppy, your host, with a mystery anonymous co-host whose name is an enigma to everyone.
At Rogue's. At this point.
At this point, the name is completely anonymous.
Safely anonymous.
Might as well be current resident here on rogueserver.com/Wuppy.
Motel 3.
Hi, I found a spring in here.
I'm sorry?
I found a spring. Like, what do I do about it? Because it's, like, too bouncy. Spring?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Is the phone pumping back into the phone? Is there an echo or anything like that?
Kind of.
So you can hear yourself?
No, now I can't.
Okay, what about if I hit that button? Does it make it better?
It's sounding a lot better right now, yeah.
Oh, because my phone's different. It pumps the phone back into the phone, and that's how you can hear it. But it just, it doesn't make any sense. So that's way better to you, huh?
Huh. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to completely... Because this is like a unique phone system. There was a man in here, and like he's in my room, and I hit the button, and now he can't hear me at all. So he's going to have to like go on the other thing. So...
Okay. And what room are you in?
Because I had found it in the parking lot, is what happened.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he can you can hear him, but he can't hear you, and it's weird like that.
That is strange.
It's like a unique phone system. Like, I'm gonna have to rebuild it. I'm gonna have to like get another thing for it. Maybe jack instead of voice meter, or I get the voice meter with the more things on it, so I can pump more audio through.
Okay.
It just sucks, you know. It's not a good day today.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, and like this day in general is just not good because of that tragedy that happened.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's you want me to bring the spring to you because I have to warn you, it's like really bouncy.
So I am not too sure on where you want to put it, only because there's nobody there at the front desk, or if you'd like to leave it in the little room with the ice machine. You can leave it on one of those shelves.
I can put it in the cold room for you if you want it.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Thank you. It just, you know, whenever you touch it, it will bounce, so.
Okay.
Oh, there it goes again.
Yeah, I heard that. Very strange.
It's bouncing me back and forth now. Do I jump? Oh, I got out.
Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
I got out. I jumped. Now I'm above it. Oh, wow, that was scary. But I'm safe.
Okay, good.
I think if we cool it down, it'll be less bouncy than if I put it in the ice. Thank you. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna figure out this phone. It just sucks for the other guy though, because he likes to talk to people, and because the phone pipes the phone back into the phone, and that's how it works. But if it's like an issue,
mm-hmm.
I guess it like phase cancels something.
Huh. Very strange.
Yeah, it's different, but it's normal. So.
Okay.
Thank you. I would ask, I don't know any prayers, but like, just think of one tonight for the day and for me. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. You have a great night.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Ugh. All right. Bye. Yeah, this... The phone pipes the phone back into the phone. Of course there's going to be problems.
I wish I could help. I just recently got on good terms with the wizard, so...
Huh. Here at RogueServer.com/Whoppy on Whoppy's Whiplash, we give praise to the wizard. That was me praising the wizard. Because the phone pumps the phone back into the phone, but like I can't do it any other way. I only have the two things. Wait, no, that doesn't make sense. No, that doesn't make sense at all, because that's... I don't know, maybe the phone just had to clear out.
What's the name of the app I had at one point so I could insert soundboard onto the line? I had two lines in, I think.
I'm using VoiceMeter.
I can't remember what app it was. I was shamed for using it. I can't remember.
I know there's Jack, and that's what another...
One of the admins shamed me for using it.
There's something called Jack, which is what I think Wasted uses on his show for all of his soundboarding needs, but this pumps the phone back into the phone, and it's weird, and it shouldn't work. It really shouldn't work.
Audio hijack?
I wouldn't know.
Loopback. I don't know. I was looking through my notes.
Well, enough discussing the intricacies of the intricate phone system, which is this voice meter pumping back into fucking Chrome. Let's call a restaurant. Do you want to speak to Hunt and Gather, which is the number dialing?
Absolutely. Definitely do where it goes.
Well, that's loud.
Thank you for calling Hunt and Gather. This is Susie. How can I help you?
Hey, can I speak to your manager,
Hello?
Please? Can you hear me?
We're actually right in the middle. Yes, I can hear you. We're in the middle of service right now. I can have her call you back as soon as things slow down here. Can I take your name and number, please?
No, I was just driving by, and I guess I'll tell you. I wanted to speak to somebody with authority, but I guess you'll do. First off, as a person with a disability, I was greatly up. What was that? Cervix?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't hardly hear you on the phone.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. I just had to move it closer. I'm glad you feel heard. I was driving by, and as a person with a disability who's always on the guard for when the next bad thing's going to happen, I noticed the address, the building numbers that are on your establishment there were so small as I was driving by, I could barely read them. And
okay.
The whole time I was driving by, I was just thinking, what if there's an emergency? What if these people called 911 and, God forbid, you got a new 911 operator who didn't know the area and you had a paramedic that was driving and couldn't read the...
Oh, the fucking webpage crashed.
Just like a car.
Just like a car.
I was too many words anyway. It's
welcome to the show where the web page crashed and the intricate phone system, but that's okay because I have a list.
All right.
This is Whoppy's Whiplash. Every September 11, 2025, day of the tragedy. Gotta put the music back on. Welcome to the show. You're listening live at RogueServer.com/Whoppy. I'm your host, Wappy, with the mystery guest host, whose name shall remain anonymous.
The man.
The man?
The man, Kilbasa. Anonymous Kilbasa.
Tory Grill and Barbecue. I will speak to them. Unless you want to.
Nope. I'm good. I'm gonna let it brew.
Okay.
I'm gonna pray.
Barbecue.
Hi, how do I do it there?
Sorry, I can hear you really good.
Hi, how do I do it there?
Sorry, I can hear you really good.
How do I do it there? But if I hit this, this one is what's doing it. It's the butt one. It's going straight into the butt. This is too complicated.
It's usually a special day for that kind of action, sir.
Yeah, because it's going straight into the butt. I was given a number to call. Welcome to the show. They can't hear me. But people in Kentucky can hear me. Okay. This might be Utah. And this hasn't been an issue before.
It's the polygamist copper.
Some sort of fucking demon is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna troubleshoot. Oh wait, can I do this? Can I play music? Yes, I can. I can play music and I can mute myself to the stream and everyone else. So you're gonna hear a little bit of music as I test the phone, I guess. I don't know. Watch this, I'm gonna... I gotta click that. Do I have to just stand further? Further away from the
Welcome
away
to the show. From the
and then if I click
and then
this,
if I click
this. Shoot. So the phone's pumping the phone back into the phone. No, it's just all fucking garbled. Ah! You can hear it. It's all garbled if I speak too much. Because the phone's pumping the phone back into the phone. It's pumping the phone back into the phone. Thank you. think the phone's just fucked. The phone. There's no anything going on here.
The raw website.
Into the voice meter thing with no gates or anything. The only gates on my voice. Whatever. The phone just sucks. This phone just sucks. It just sucks. It just sucks and your phone sucks. And it derails the show a little bit. Oh, okay. That's what happened. I turned that off to my...
The echo stopped.
It's still there, but... I think it's just this fucking website. Or the high-tech phone apparatus here on Whoppy's Whiplash, which was derailed with technical troubleshooting. I think it's just where I'm calling and the phone just sucks. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoppy. This is Whoppy's Whiplash. I'm your host, Whoppy, with the mystery guest co-host, whose name shall remain anonymous. Where the phone loops back into the phone, so it's the phone into the phone, and it's very confusing, but it makes zero sense live on rogueserver.com that it works.
Thank you for calling Firehouse Subs. If you'd like to place a to-go order, please press 1. For catering, please press 2. If you'd like to speak to a manager, please press 3.
Just direct a manager like that? This show sucks now. Welcome to Wuffy's Whiplash. I'm Wuffy. The show sucks now because the phone pumps the phone back into the phone and it works for some reason, except it doesn't work because I have to have 17,000 billion different inputs. I'm your host, Wuffy, with the mystery co-host. Gonna make a note of this, just put no next to it. There's this. Because the phone pumps the phone back into the phone.
Thanks for calling Bombay Cafe in Cedar City. We are open. Please.
Cause the phone pumps the phone back into the phone. Oh, Walmart. Am I even allowed to call Walmart?
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We're open daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. This call and your voice may be recorded for business purposes, including fraud prevention.
Oh, no.
For pharmacy, press 1. For auto care center, press 2.
For vision center,
press 3. For online pickup and delivery orders, press 4. For electronics, press 5. For fresh bakery, press 6. For fresh deli, press 7.
It's fucking
for human
easy.
Resources, press 8. For backroom receiving, press 9.
To reach the store operator,
press 0.
For store hours,
press star. To repeat this menu, press the pound sign.
I wasn't paying attention to any of this. Let's listen to the phone tree again.
Please say in your own words what you are calling about. You can say store hours or store address.
Eggs.
Sorry, I do not understand what
eggs.
You meant.
Eggs.
I can either route you to the main menu or to an associate if you need additional
associate.
Help.
Associate! Associate!
You can say return to main menu or speak to an associate. Sorry, I do not understand what you meant. I can either route you to the main
Fresh
menu or
bakery.
To an associate if you need additional help.
Bakery.
You can
bakery.
Say return to main menu or
bakery.
Speak to an associate.
Bakery. Main menu. Bakery.
Sorry, I do not understand what you meant.
God damn it. Fucking phone machines. This show is falling apart.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We're open daily from 6 a.m.
Home Entertainment.
Hi, is this the bakery home entertainment style?
This is the electronics department.
Because I bought...
You need someone over there?
Oh, no, because I have a phone, and it pumps the phone's output back into the input. So I'm not
sure what you're saying.
Because like it puts the speaker on the microphone, kinda like virtually. And so whenever I'm calling Utah, it just like it doesn't work. But you can hear me.
Yes.
So what do I do about? Because it's like a different phone.
Oh, that I don't work in the phone department. I couldn't tell you on something like that. That'd be to go through whoever your service provider would be.
It's like, I think it's like Dog Mobile. stupid. Welcome to the show.
Dog Mobile was the deal breaker. Utah.
I don't
typing
know.
The phone.
I don't know what the hell this is. Do you want to talk to them? I think it's a hotel.
Sure.
Thank you for calling the Red Roof Inn of Berea, Kentucky. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it in now. Or press 0 for guest services.
For calling Red Roof Inn, Berea. How can I help you?
What are you people doing down there?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Because I sure as hell couldn't see the numbers on your building down there. That's on the outside? For your address?
196
yeah?
Prince Royal.
Yeah, it's good you know it. There ain't another person that's going to fucking be able to find that, sir. Do you realize that if there's an emergency, you can barely see the numbers on your building?
No.
Of all days? Of all days, this is the day that you're going to do it? The numbers.
Which number do you want?
The ones that are on your building.
Hmm?
I was driving by there.
Near Windies.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. I was driving by there. I could barely make them out. So, what are you guys doing? Do you have no concern for your guests? Or anybody visiting there? Any workers? If there's an emergency? How's anybody going to find a place? Hello?
Hello?
I got a lot of stuff to do, sir. All I'm asking for, as a person with a disability, is an answer. Is that too much to ask? Speechless. How much for a room?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, you're ready to talk now. Yeah, you're ready to talk now that we're starting to talk money. How much for a room?
75 plus tax.
But I don't want it. Hmm? Not from some asshole that's going to keep little numbers on the outside of their building. If there's an emergency, how's the paramedic going to find a building? They're going to fly right by, not be able to see the address. Sir, I didn't want tonight to be the night of public service announcements. Oh, there we go.
Welcome to Wappy's Whiplash. I'm your host, Wappy. There's technical difficulties, but that's okay. That's what you're tuning into the show for, to hear echo tests and the great internet phone that I'm using. I'm your host, Wappy, with the mystery co-host. Anonymous man. His name was not uttered even once during live audio. RogueServer.com/Wappy, Wappy's Whiplash, every September 11th, 2025. I think this is a hotel calling up here for me. Oh, I had everything all ready to go tonight. I got the list. Got two different playlists. A big no on that. If you're listening, live on Rogue Server.
I help you.
Hi, because I have a different phone. Am I allowed to bring it in?
I'm sorry.
My phone is way different than usual.
I guess. I don't know what you're...
It's kind of... It's on a different network. I'm not sure if it's going to be compatible with the hotel or not.
We have Wi-Fi here. I mean...
It does it through, like, cellular towers. Like,
you should be able to. I mean, if it's a landline, I guess.
I have Hot Dog Mobile. That's a different provider. Hello? It's different. I found a new phrase to make him hang up instantly. Hot Dog Mobile. Oh, fuel center. I have no ideas tonight on... Oh! Hi. How do you do, like, a fuel desk there?
Sorry?
Fuel desk?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, because I want to do, like, a fuel desk, and I'm not sure how to do that there.
When you're stuck on the side of the road, no fuel?
I have a car. I have a desk, too. I'm just not sure how to do like a fuel desk, like at home.
We don't do nothing like that, but we get a truck repair towing. They have a service vehicle that can bring you out some fuel if needed.
They have a service dog? What's his name? Like, does he bite?
It's Thorough Truck.
Thorough Truck? That's the name of the dog?
I can give you the number for it, and you can talk to them.
For the dog?
I'm sorry?
The dog?
Logs?
Yeah, logs, or dogs, or something. You said service
dog? No, there's no dogs.
You said it was a service dog, and it would help me? For fuel?
No, we got a service dog, no.
Oh, because you said, like, you're going to give me the number for Thorough Good?
A Thorough Truck, yeah. They have a truck staff that can carry fuel out of somebody if needed.
Oh. But I have a desk, and I want to, like, do fuel on it. So how do I do that?
I don't know. You have to call them and talk to them. I have no idea nothing about it.
Because I heard about it. Like, they did it at the fuel center.
Yeah, we're just a truck stop.
Yeah. But you guys have the fuel desk.
We don't do anything like that.
You guys,
we can, I can give you the number for the Thorough Truck, and they can we can talk to them about getting gas where
so
you're
just
at.
Bring the desk in, like, how? Where do I put it in then for like the fuel?
I don't know because
it would be ridiculous if I just like put fuel on the desk. That doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
I guess I have no idea about that.
Like, I couldn't just bring a desk there and coat it with gasoline, right? Like, you wouldn't allow that.
I'm sorry, what?
Because it would obviously be ridiculous if I brought a desk down there and I started spraying it with gas, right?
Yeah.
But am I allowed to do that?
No, honey, I know you ain't got much money. No,
just coat it? Welcome to the Whiplash. I'm Wuppy.
Whiplash.
Yeah. Oh, I think this is a Arkansas hotel.
Hmm.
You will speak to them. Oh, I need to do that more.
You have spoken.
Thank you for calling the Baseline Edwards Food Giant. If you would like to speak with someone in the meat department, press 1.
1.
Better pick up. I'm giving them 15 more seconds, and then, 'cause the meat department's fun. Oh, that was a weird noise the phone just made. Oh.
Is that enough?
Yeah, it's only so much ringing you can take. Ringing in my ears.
I'm gonna depart. Love you.
Oh.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mystery Man. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. That was our mystery guest co-host who just popped in to co-host. His name shall remain an enigma, known only by a handful of men and women.
Maverick.
Hi. How do I, like, for fuel desk?
Say it again, sweetie.
I just cover it in gas, or, like, how does that work?
What are you talking about?
Like a fuel desk?
Or do the fuel gas?
Yeah, fuel gas. I just pump it in?
Yeah, just go on the app. You got the app? It's called Maverick.
Yeah. So I go on the app for fuel gas?
Go ahead, sweetie. I'm sorry. It's like your phone messing up.
Oh, it's just... It's a different, a phone. It's like a circular.
Yeah, okay. So just go on the app, and it should be in the app.
And then I put the gas in the app? Or how does that work? How do I put the gas in it, then? For, like, gasoline?
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't even know, sweetie. I just started, honestly. I can't even tell you. My coworker called about 10 minutes. My coworker, she's outside doing trash right now. She can tell you. She's been here longer than me, so she should be able to tell you.
Because if I can put the gasoline in the app, like, then I could, like bring up the app and, like, do it on the, like, car link, and then it puts the gas in?
Okay. Hold on, sweetie.
It, oh, she just hung up on me. Oh. welcome to the show. If you're listening, you're listening live. You can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com, and you can participate in this slightly disastrous episode where the phone doesn't work too good, but I think it's just the website I'm using. If you're listening, you're listening live to Whoopi's Whiplash on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. That's Whoopi with an H. I'm your host, Whoopi. My co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, Jimmy Snugs in the Streets, also known as the Nilla Gorilla, currently can't participate due to current events. It sounds very sad and ominous, but it's normal. It's regular. Here at rogueserver.com. Slightly shorter show than usual. Hi, how do I, like, do it there?
Sorry, no English.
What's that? No English? Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I speak English?
No, I speak English.
My leg! Like that? Or my leg?
No, I speak English.
Gary?
Gary!
Welcome to Whippy's Whipstick or Whiplash. I'm Whippy, and tonight we don't have a co-host. It's just me doing it solo, live on the air at rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
Oh, you had a co-host. What happened to that guy?
Wait, where's the co-host?
He's a real piece of shit, that guy.
Oh my god. Live in the studio.
Are you actually live right now?
Live in the studio, it is Jimmy Scruggs, live, rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Jimmy Scruggs on the streets and Jimmy Snugs in the sheets, the Nilla Gorilla, ready to rock and roll on the telephone. It's live. It's real.
It's live.
It's not fake.
Fuck.
He doesn't know what the hell's going on. I know what's going on. We've been live for
Who knows?
The stream restarted, so it's been recording for about an hour and 30 minutes now.
Cool. I just got home. I decided to see if you were in here, and you are.
I'm in here.
So, hello, everybody. I'm the co-host, your friend and mine, Jimmy Scruggs. Definitely not a fake Jimmy Scruggs. It's the real one.
It's real.
That's real. It's very real.
I got to put the microphone back in the stand now.
Okay.
All right. It's back in the stand. The co-host can introduce himself live on the air at rogueserver.com/whoopee.
Welcome to the show. I'm not the one who killed the dog, Holdy. That was someone else. I promise you it wasn't me. If that dog doesn't shut the fuck up, I am going to kill it, though. So let's talk about that a little bit.
All right, come here. Come here, dog.
Come here, doggy. You're going to... Right, now go up two octaves. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Come here, doggy. Come here. All right. We're going to touch the dog real quick.
Oh my God, what'd you do to the dog?
I touched him. He's not well.
How dare you? Don't touch the dog like that.
Oh, he's sick. The music.
Well, if the dog's sick, I guess I'm gonna just have to shoot it in the fucking head.
Uh-oh. Do I have the sound for that?
That's definitely the kind of gun you would use.
What about that one? Oh, that sounds pristine. Live on the air at rogueserver.com/whoopee. My spirit has gone up a little bit now that my co-host is back. We're kind of like the same person.
A little bit. Except I was at work.
Yeah.
We couldn't be the same person.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell this is.
Yeah, but that's okay. We're normal. We're just a couple of regular guys. We're just some normal guys doing some normal regular things.
Yep.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go. I don't have any,
Neither do I.
Is weed legal where I'm calling?
I have no clue what this is.
It might be
a hotel.
I gotta take a tab.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
I left that as a message for them. Because that's how we do it here. Whippy's Whiplash. I'm Whippy, your host. Co-host.
Whippy, like work in progressy. Whippy.
Yeah.
Whippy's work in progress.
There is an H. Oh, this is a Domino's in Arkansas. It's probably closed.
That's right.
All these are closed. My entire list.
All right.
Except for this.
Jimmy motherfucking Scrub.
Jimmy Snugs in the sheets.
James. It's your boy, Jimmy Snow.
Live in the studio.
Very delicious.
Whatever this is, they better pick up.
Yeah.
Or else.
I'm coming for him.
Live from the streets and the sheets.
It's your boy, James Jimmy Scruggs.
Oh,
Domino's is here, everybody. My dinner is here, so I'll be taking a step back from the prank 'em ups once I get my food.
Prank 'em ups live at rogueserver.com/whoopee. I'm your host, Wabi. with
co-host. I can prove that this is live.
If it's live, could we do this?
If this wasn't live, could I tell you that it's 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
On 9/11?
Hey, oh my god, I thought I'd never forget.
No, this is all coordinated. Alright, we're going to call this number. I'm going to call them. Pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to go eat.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Prank 'em ups live on rogueserver.com. It's currently 10:27, 45 seconds post-meridian time. Eastern Standard Time. On 9/11. It's fine, Fred Phelps. I need one of these sons of guns to pick up the darn phone. Goddamn son of a bitch, motherfucker. Or some, is that the right string of words to use?
Calling Split Six Immortal.
What's up, Doug? I'm up here in the room. I'm taking some dabs. I just wanted to make sure that was cool.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, man, I just was trying to figure out, is it cool for me to take globs in my room?
What?
Globs? You know, like some dabs, like big fat dabs. Fatty, some cannabis concentrates. You put them on the nail, and you heat them up, and you enjoy them. I was just wondering, is that cool? Is it cool for me to do that up here?
What is your room number?
Oh, 420.
All right. It'll be okay if you can take that in 840.
840?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm already in 420, so I just keep smoking these dabs up here.
You can take that in 840.
Mm-hmm. I'll just blow the smoke out of the bed, all right? All right, dog, thanks. All right. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right. That guy was kind of cool. After saying 840 at 420. That's funnier than it should be, but these are the things that amuse your host. Wappy at Wappy's Whiplash on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy. My co-host Jimmy Scruggs is currently enjoying a decadent meal. And, oh, this is an 800 number. That doesn't seem right.
Actually, my food is still pretty hot, so I'm just going to give it a minute. I can do another one if you want me to.
Alright, you shall. Oh, this is a chicken, I think.
Chicken? Love a good chicken.
I like chicken sounds. Should I queue up chicken sounds? That's if they pick up. That's the right one.
Man, it's setting a classic.
What's going on? You all got chicken down there?
Hello?
Hello?
Manny Sun and Classic.
Yeah, I was asking, y'all got that chicken down there?
Yes, we what?
Do y'all have that chicken down there?
So we have chicken?
Yeah, you got chickens?
Yes, sir, we have chicken.
Do you adopt chickens? I got some chickens. I'm trying to offload some chickens. Y'all adopt chickens down there? Oh.
God damn it.
Why would you hang up on that? Just say no.
Too much effort to say no about how this dude's retarded.
Do you want to try one more time?
Yeah, I'll try one more.
I'm going to find a chicken place. We're doing it live on RogueServer.com. I'm going against the list. Oh, I need to turn down the fucking chickens. live prank 'em ups where I'm more amused by the stupid antics that are taking place here live at the studio. I'm Whoppy, your host. Oh, they just ripped the tag on my fingerless glove. Chicken. Wait, is this okay? We're in Idaho. Oh, we're just gonna put this number in. I'm not even remarking on how good I'm touching all the dials, the virtual dials.
Twin Falls KFC, how can I help you?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Am I talking?
Yeah.
Because I have chicken.
Do we have chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have original right now. And a little bit of crispy.
What do I do if I have chickens?
What?
Do I bring them in?
Like if you have chicken?
Yeah.
Like what do you mean?
I have chickens.
Like you have chickens?
Yeah. So, is it okay if they come in?
Yeah, that's hella fine.
They're like different.
Are they black?
There's a few, and most of them are like, well, one's gray and has like a greenish thing going on.
Yeah, as long as you don't bring the black ones in, that's fine.
Is that normal?
Normal to not bring the black ones in?
Yeah, like, is there anything, like, wrong with that? Or, like, because...
Well, I just don't want them in the store.
And you can say that live? At KFC?
Don't clip that, yeah.
You can say that live at KFC, and that's normal?
Yeah.
And, like, because they're, like, they adopt for wintertime.
They're what?
They're, like, wintertime style, and, like, they survive the winter better.
I honestly could probably give you, like, 4 strips for them.
4 strips per?
Yeah.
They lay eggs, so I don't want any harm to come to them.
They lay eggs?
Yeah.
I can give you 5 strips for each one.
If I give you eggs, will you give me strips?
Yeah.
Because some of them are speckled.
As long as the eggs aren't brown, that's fine.
They lay a green egg with spots.
They lay green eggs?
Yeah. It's a different kind, but it tastes good.
Nah, I only want white eggs, yeah.
Is this like a racist KFC?
Maybe.
Racist KFC. You can't do that. I don't think that's wise to say it live. With the chickens.
Why are the chickens going off in the background?
They're just birds.
Are they, like, ready to come to KFC?
They're in the truck. But if it's a racist KFC, we can go to, like, a not a racist KFC, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, I guess that's fine, bro.
And, like, the cake?
No.
I can't cook a cake in there?
No,
or bake?
Can't.
But how do I pour it?
Hey, this guy wants to know if he can cook a cake in KFC. He also wants to know if we'll trade him 5 strips per chicken. No, I'm not. I swear. Yeah, bro, I just don't think we can trade you, dude. That's allowed.
Because it's for my brother.
We have no place to put a chicken, big dog.
I have a little oven. I could like a toaster oven.
Yeah,
I
just can honestly ask my manager. Yeah,
I just plug it in and like on the phone, and then it's good. It's his birthday.
You want to bring your chickens in?
My toaster oven for the cake for the holiday. It's his birthday.
So,
I have the eggs and the flour and the sugar and the baking soda. You know, it is a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake. I just got to do your cooking by the book. Recipe isn't messy. Because you never use a recipe at the KFC.
The manager. Who are you?
Hey, simply, take charge.
Simply, yeah. Take charge.
All right, I think that's a hang up, but I'm gonna stay on the line till the line disconnects. Okay, line disconnected. The first racist KFC in the country where you can't bling, you can't bring in black chickens. I'm your host, Wuppy, here on Wuppy's Whiplash. I think the co-host is still, how do I phrase it? Doing it? No, that's not a good way. Food. He's doing food. At it himself live on the air at rogueserver.com. Racist KFC. Segregation KFC. If the co-host is still enjoying himself, I'm gonna say I'm a racist KFC, not elaborate on it. Live on the air at rogueserver.com. I'm Wuppy, your host.
Thank you for calling Texas Roadhouse in Twin Falls, Idaho. We're glad you called. To order to go or to get on our wait list, please visit texasroadhouse.com or download our mobile app. For faster service, press 6 to have a link sent to your phone. For hours of operation and location information, press 1. Reservations are not offered, but to join our wait list, press 2. To speak with a team member, press 3. For information about to go...
Hello, thanks for calling Falls, Texas Roadhouse. This is Manny up in the host stand. How can I help you?
Hey, Manny, how do I... Because I work at the racist KFC. Am I allowed to, like, go there to, like, order food?
Sorry, what was that?
I work at the racist KFC. Can I order food there?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Oh, because I work at the racist KFC. Like, they don't, like, black chickens or something. So if I can, like, come there to, like, order, is that good?
I guess.
So that's normal? All those words I just said in that sequence are totally normal, and you know what I'm talking about? And he said no brown eggs either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if I have black chickens and brown eggs, am I allowed to bring those in? Or, like, photographs of them?
Sure.
And, like... I'll give you some of the brown eggs, and if you want some of the black chickens, I can give them to you. But it's like...
No, thank you.
It's not... I'm not, like... Because I work at the racist one, they don't like it there.
Oh, I see.
Because the guy, he said, no black chickens or brown eggs. I think that's, like, a racist chicken. The yolks are all yellow on the inside. And that's what really
matters. Yeah, they're all the same on the inside.
Yeah, and then, like, whenever you do up a chicken, like, you take a feather off and it's pink. Like, whenever they peck each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, they're all the same.
Uh-huh.
You want to... if I have them in the car, like in the back of the truck, is that okay? If they're in the parking lot?
Yeah. Do you, like, need something?
Oh, I just... for whenever I come down there, because I work at the racist KFC and I'm a farmer.
Yeah, you best call them instead of me.
Oh, because I work at the racist KFC and, like, they don't like it whenever I tell them about it.
Yeah.
Like the racist okay. KFC there.
Okay, I have to go now.
Do you want any of the chickens?
No, thank you.
Peck-peck.
Okay.
Peck-peck.
Have a good one.
I love you.
Bye.
I love you. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy, where we talk to the racist KFC. I'm fascinated. I think the co-host is still away from the keyboard. That's okay. The KKKFC. Phone, ring.
Thank you for calling Chick-fil-A Broadway in front. We are located at 300 South Broadway Avenue. Our hours of operation are Monday to Saturday between the hours of 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Breakfast is served until 10:30 a.m. For catering, visit us online at www.chick-fil-a.com Broadway in front or 1 to speak to a catering specialist. For employment opportunity, please press 2. For
I guess 1. Da, 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 da. Oh, did I put this one in the thing? No, I didn't. All right, they're not picking up. What I need to do is I need to call another KFC and say I'm the racist KFC.
What you need to do is call a hotel for me.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me, everybody. I'm burping live on the Whoopi Show.
Live at Whoopi's Whiplash. I'm Whoopi. My co-host has just enjoyed a decadent meal consisting of...
Pizza.
Pizza.
I had some pizza. It was mid-pizza, but it was pizza nonetheless.
It's a pizza
it was,
you can
it
eat
was
at
tasty.
1045 post-meridium live mm-hmm. on 9/11. Burp. That's from eating a candy. All right, I'll call this hotel for you. Wait, have I called this hotel before? I don't think I have. We're in Idaho.
Shout out to the chat. They're all talking about sandwiches
Thank
and chicken.
Thank you for calling the Oxford Suites Boise.
Children
all
that woke
calls
up
may be recorded for quality assurance. Please press 1 to book your suite with our reservations team. To reach our sales and catering team, please press 2. To reach guest services or for any other inquiries, please press 3.
What kind of sauce, Leaf? It's Just some sauce? That's you.
Oxford, please.
What's poppin'? I've just been staying here the past couple nights, and I just have, it's kind of a weird question. I don't know really, I know how to phrase it, but basically, for the past few nights, I've been staying here in the hotel, and I've been having these, really vivid and intense nightmares. And, they're getting pretty fucking scary, and, I excuse my language, but, I've been waking up in a cold sweat, screaming. I'm surprised that my neighbors haven't complained, to be honest. But, is there something wrong with your hotel? Or, even just, the room that I'm in? Because, it feels like there's, a nightmare ray.
No, what room are you in?
Oh, I'm in my room. It's the one you guys
what
gave
room?
Me. Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't been out there in a little while. Like I said, I've been experiencing pure terror.
Stop calling.
Cool. This is the first time I called your ass.
I think this is the first time. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I have called them in the past and not put the phone number down, but it should. I don't know. I've talked to too many places. They're gonna lock me up. Do you want to try again? Or are you satisfied? I like that. Seeing there's an.
I mean,
room.
I'll try it again. I'll try it another time.
Okay.
A wise man once told me to just write down every funny idea that I have whenever I'm able to. And so I wrote that one down when I was driving to work, so I wouldn't forget it.
Let's find you another hotel here, live at the Whiplash with Whoppy. And...
Fucking Jimmy Snug, a piece of shit, a real piece of shit.
In the streets and in the sheets.
Oh yeah, real piece of shit fucking everywhere. A real piece of shit on Rogue Server, a real piece of shit on Discord, real piece of shit in video games. That's just your boy, James, Jimmy, Scruggs.
Live!
That's right. Chat, can I get a fuck Jimmy Scruggs?
You can reach reservations by pressing 1.
Oh, yeah,
for group sales, press 2. Or for the front desk, press 3. We are located.
Thank you for calling Keen's up. This is Matthew. Can I put you on hold for 2 seconds?
I mean, I'd really, I'd like to just get this taken care of ASAP and just ask my question. It's pretty quick. I'll try and do it as best as I can. I've been staying here past few nights, and every night that I've stayed here so far, I've had vivid, intense nightmares that I wake up in a cold sweat. I wake up screaming. I'm surprised my neighbors haven't said anything. It's bad. I've had nonstop anxiety all day, just thinking about going to bed here in the room. And I'm just wondering, do you know if, this hotel is on any kind of, ancient burial ground, or if there's, satellites anywhere?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. I'm sorry.
Do you know anyone
here?
Who might?
So,
is there anybody else that might know a little bit better that you could confer?
I know that the night audit guy, when he comes in at 11, he's been here for a while, so I can ask him.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Does he have any kind of readers for that sort of thing? Does he have any gear? I don't know what really any of that kind of stuff. Because I don't think it's necessarily paranormal, but it could be. Has anyone else complained about just horrific nightmares? We're talking about
watching your dog get ground into paste.
Or I had a really bad one the other night where I murdered my own dog. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but it just happened. I just wake up completely shocked, mortified. You should probably let them know. those people that you're checking in. You should probably just let them know, like, if they have anything that they could take to sleep and, like, block out night terrors, that would might help, because, like, I'm concerned this is, you know, this might not just be me, because I never have dreams. Like, I don't even,
right.
I don't dream.
What room are you in?
So, I'm in my room.
Yeah, what room
it's
is that?
The one you guys gave me?
Yeah, what's the room number, though? What's your name?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my name's James, but my friends call me Jimmy. I'd have to go out of the room to get my room number, I think, because, like, I don't remember it. I've been taking dabs pretty much. Like, I'm trying to block out as many possibilities of night terrors as possible, and I read that cannabis can actually, you know, prevent you from dreaming.
Right.
So,
if you could just tell me what room number you're in, I could try to get a hold of somebody and get this figured out for you.
All right, I'm gonna have to go outside of my room and get the room number. I am just worried that this might be a nightmare. Like, it could go south at any minute. So if you don't mind, just hang out for a second, so that I can stay grounded and tethered to reality, and I'll get my room number for you. But you said you don't really know much about, like, the hotel, or if the hotel's on burial grounds or anything like that. So, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Do
so
you think
you
it would
what,
be necessary? Do you think it would be necessary? Because, like,
sir, I'm sorry to interrupt
you,
but could you tell me what hotel you're at right now?
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm really stoned. I think you said it was the Springwood Suites.
Sir,
I'm really high. Like, I, you know, like, I could forget where
I'm at. Yeah, I get
that.
If you could just walk outside of your door.
Yeah.
If you could just walk right outside your door and look right to the right of your door or to the left, whichever door you're in, and the number will be right there.
The right or the left? All right, well, hold on.
The number will be right there, right in your face.
Okay, all right, let me go. I'm gonna go out there. All right. Okay, I see two numbers.
Okay.
One is to my left, and one is, like, to my right. I see two doors.
Okay,
I'm
what's
not
the door
sure.
number?
They're both of them. There's, like, this one, it adds up to, how many is that? It adds up to, I think, 10. And then the other one adds up to...
Can you just tell me what the three 12. Numbers are in numerical order?
Okay, well, this one adds up... Okay, so this is...
The number on the furthest
this
left?
This is 6... 604, I think.
Okay.
And then 606?
I'm sorry, sir. I think you've got the wrong number. We don't have a 604.
I mean,
I'm trying to help you out here, and you're not helping me at all.
See, I'm worried. So now I think I might be in a dream. Maybe, like, because I'm here. I've been here. I got the complimentary breakfast. Like, I figured a good meal might help me in the morning to just shake off the terror. But now, maybe this is a nightmare.
Oh, I think I'll...
Do you know which of these doors is mine?
Deleted your... Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I think I'm locked out up here. Oh, God. Can you send somebody up to get me back into my room? I don't know
where you're at. I can't do that without you telling me what room you're in.
I'll be in the hallway. I'm in the hallway. How big is the hotel?
There's three floors, but I'm not going to search every hallway. Sir, like, you can just tell me what room you're in, and I can come down and I can come up and make you some keys.
Oh, I just told you, and then you said I was wrong.
Yeah, well, we don't have 604. We don't have room 604.
And now you're mad at me. All right, well, look.
I know, but you're telling me you're in room 604. We don't have room 604.
I am dyslexic, and I never finished the fifth grade.
Okay, then we don't have 406 either. If you are dyslexic and you read it backwards, we also don't have 406.
Who says it's got to be backwards? They could just be scrambled.
Well, that's what dyslexic
or
is.
I could have mixed up the number. No, no, it's fucking not, you bimbo. Jesus.
Right, okay, I'm sir. Sorry. I'm we're going to have like to find said, out what I'm, room I'm, you're I'm, in, and then I'm going to have to ask
yeah. And you're going
you to
ask
possibly
me what?
Leave the hotel.
Why?
Because you're acting.
What have I done?
Well, you're acting crazy. You can't tell me. You don't even
I'm
know which hotel
crazy.
You're staying at.
I'm terrified.
At.
I'm scared for my life every time I go to bed in your fucking hotel.
Oh. Okay.
Like, what do you want,
sir,
man?
I think sobriety is probably going to be your best friend. I'm going to have to.
I told you. When I'm sober.
Are you on the second floor?
Dreams happen. I think.
Right. But I think you've had.
I went up a flight of stairs.
Too much to smoke.
All right. Well, all my stuff's in the room, and I'm locked out, so, you know, I guess it's a problem that's going to solve itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just chill up here. I'll go downstairs. I think, actually, I'll come downstairs to the lobby area, right? I'll talk to you.
Okay.
I'll apologize for my behavior, because I'm not normally like this. I'm a very friendly guy. But before any of
right.
that, I'm going to go outside, and I'm just going to ask people for some cigarettes. So that way I can kind of, like, sober up. So I'm just going to approach as many strangers as I can, ask for as many cigarettes as I can. I'm going to smoke them. And that's going to, that'll help me. That'll straighten me out, and then I'll come down, I'll shake your hand, and I'll apologize to you, and I'll tell you, look, man, I'm really sorry for my behavior. I've just been very scared the past few nights staying in this hotel.
Yeah, you're going to be down here to the left. Okay. All right, then I'll see you when you come down.
All right, doggy. All right, I'll see you later. Peace.
He hung up immediately. He hung up so fast. He hung up as soon as he could. But this is what happens with when we have my co-host with the most, Jimmy Scruggs, live on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Whoppy. It's Whoppy's Whiplash with co-host Jimmy Scruggs. You called him a bimbo.
Well, I mean, at some point, like, you just gotta break. Sometimes you just gotta turn into a jerk a little bit.
All right,
that's okay. I think that was I thought that was fun. I had a good time with that.
Yeah, that was good.
I actually got up and, like, walked to a door in my apartment to simulate walking to the door.
Hell yeah. Alright, I'm gonna call a KFC and say I work at the racist KFC. Well, if it picks up, gosh darn it. Nah, I'm not waiting. There's only so many phone rings I can take.
Whoopi's acting a fool.
Oh.
Acting a fool on the Whipstick Wednesday, Thursday on a thing.
9/11. That was bad, dude. Jimmy, you missed all the excitement of the one understanding the phone.
Aww.
I think I can't call Utah because the phone just sucks at Utah. In Utah.
I just noticed the chat where you actually told me where I was. I don't know.
Oh,
I just figured, fuck it.
Hello, KFC?
Yeah?
I work at the racist KFC. Like, how do we got, like, chickens in? Have you guys got chickens in yet?
Wait, what was that?
I work at the racist KFC. We just got chickens, like fresh from the truck.
Let me get a manager real
okay.
quick.
Okay. I don't know if it's like normal.
Is someone from a different KFC asking about chickens?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what can I do for you?
I work at the racist KFC, south from y'all. I don't know, because they, you guys haven't got the fresh chickens in, right?
Sorry, one more time?
I work at the racist KFC, south from y'all. And you guys haven't got the fresh chickens in, right?
Sorry, this is suddenly the loudest restaurant ever.
Oh, that's all right. It's kind of stupid.
One more time?
I work at the racist KFC, south from y'all. And they, the truck came in and they, there's chickens in here now.
Interesting.
Yeah. What, does that happen to you?
Not usually, no.
Wait, not usually.
We don't get live chickens.
Because I work at the racist one, we have live chickens in here. And I don't know, how to handle this. Because they're, jumping, they're, pecking on it all. I have chickens here, but most of them are black, and the manager doesn't like that. And they have brown eggs, and he said, nuh-uh. No black chickens or brown eggs.
Uh-huh. What KFC are you at?
The racist one.
Oh, okay, fire.
Yeah.
So,
the one south from y'all.
Right.
I think it's in, south, you go down the road a good bit.
That's so crazy, I can hear the chickens.
Because they gave us, grain. They gave us corn. I had to put the corn down on the floor for them. Back on. Beck, get off of there! They're getting in the breading.
Oh.
They're eating the breading.
Well, that's the opposite of what is supposed to happen.
Yeah. Because usually we put the chicken in the breading and then the pressure fryer. Because I work there and I know how it all goes and the spices and stuff. Because you you put it in and you make a boiler on it, y'all. Is it a health and safety thing? Because they won't let me wear shorts, but then we have these chickens in here and it's confusing me.
I don't imagine it's very safe to have live chickens in a restaurant, but I don't know, girl.
Because we're the racist KFC.
Can't say I've ever been to that one.
This is the one where they don't black chickens and brown eggs. Yeah,
are there black chickens?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's they have the black feathers.
Hi, this is the AT&T operator. I've been listening to this call, and I just ran the records. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay, because I did just hear violent misgendering from the KFC employee.
Me?
So I looked it up. No, not from you, sir. Oh. Sir.
Oh.
But the KFC employee did just call you girl.
Oh.
Are you okay?
I don't care.
Okay. All right. Carry on.
Thank you. So you have the chicken pluckers there? Because it didn't come with them.
Guys, I'm scared.
Oh, this is the AT&T operator. He butts in sometimes.
Okay, fire.
Yeah. He's a good operator. He's usually pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah. If you order a pizza, he order one with you, and then he does dabs and on that marijuana cigarette in the pipe, in the rosin,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's legal where he's at. So,
bro, why are you blowing up my spot like this? I thought we were cool. You know that I'm just supposed to observe your phone calls, right?
Yeah.
I am your AT&T operator.
Yeah.
The things that I've told you in confidence are for you.
Oh,
except for little Miss KFC over here.
Oh, she's cool with it. Like, are you cool with that, ma'am?
Sorry?
The AT&T operator. Like, I think you guys would be, like, good together. Like,
what's going on? Did you just come in back? Did you just come back in from your weed break?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, maybe you should take one.
Okay,
he's
true.
He's cool.
You should take a weed break. Don't let anybody know that the AT&T operator is listening and taking dabs usually.
Yes, of course.
Oh, isn't it legal where you're at?
You're not supposed to be doing that stuff at work.
Oh.
This is my job.
Oh, I didn't know.
You buffoon.
That was a funny joke you said.
Ha ha.
It was a little inside joke between us guys. You know, about the dabs.
What's happening?
Because I'm at the racist KFC. So if you don't have any pluckers or anything, like a dog or anything, to guard them, I'm not sure what to do next.
They're saying they have live chickens in their restaurant?
Yeah. It came in through the truck?
The truck.
Yeah.
I love this job. Okay, bye now.
Damn it. I wanted to ask her if they had chicken littles.
Oh.
They got any chicken littles down there? I want about 15 chicken littles.
I kind of want to call them...
Sorry for blowing up your spot, but I like the idea of just having a prank call where the prank is actually the two people pranking each other and in front of an audience.
It's kind of funny. Prank them up. I like getting a third party involved.
Yeah.
Ah, welcome to the show. This is Wuppy's Whiplash. Live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy, with the co-host. Jimmy Scruggs. Also known as Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets.
Also known as that guy who's going to take bong rips now.
Oh, and what are you smoking on that?
I got the Slippery Susan right now. Oh. I got the Susan. I got the Susie Q's.
I thought you were puffing on that Guatemalan face peeler.
No, we ran out of the Guatemalan face peeler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is. It's,
I've never heard
people
of it.
They pay big money for the Guatemalan face peeler.
Live at rogueserver.com.
Quap of the Guat. Or the Guat, rather. Quap of the Guat, that's how you'd say it. When you're getting a quarter pound of Guatemalan face peeler.
Yeah. do you want to talk to a KFC?
After I hit my bong.
Okay. Wait, can I talk to them in the meantime?
Yeah, call them up.
Yeah. And then I can involve you as a third party?
Yeah, just introduce me however and I'll join it.
AT&T operator.
Just ask for me.
They're not going to pick up. What about this one? Hello? I have these written down as KFC chicken. And that is redundant. Hi, is this KFC? Hello?
Sorry?
KFC?
Hello?
Is this KFC?
KFC?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I have a horse.
You know what I'm saying? It keeps cutting out.
Oh, because I work at the racist KFC, and they, like, brought in a truck of chickens. I'm just curious how that, like, translates for, like, a points for miles scheme. An airline point scheme.
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out. I can't really hear you.
Chickens. I'm at the racist KFC, and they have chickens. Wait, if I hit this button, will it make it better?
What?
I hit the button. Did it make it better?
What button?
Oh, on my phone. Like this button? Ah, welcome to the show. They can't hear me.
Welcome to the show.
At the racist KFC.
I was sent, the trappings of a premise.
Oh?
And I'd like to try these trappings on a KFC.
Okay.
Or any other chicken shack. Please and thank you.
Alright, I'll get you a KFC.
Mr. Whoopsicle.
Thank you. I'd do anything for my co-host live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi.
Co-host is baked.
The co-host.
What else is new?
Co-host is baked, in his own words, a real piece of shit, but I think he's the co-host with the most, Mr. Jimmy Scruggs, live on rogueserver.com. And we're going to call up a KFC.
Kitchen and how can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yo, hey. What's going on? How's it going? Sorry, I got distracted. It happens. I was gonna come down there. I usually go to the other KFC, you know, like kind of the racist KFC on the other side of town. And they actually keep chickens, like their own chickens there that they slaughter on site, and so you can get some kind of interesting things. So I was just kind of wondering if, like, I could get an order from y'all with, like, just all necks and giblets and maybe some faces.
This is the weirdest call I've ever gotten, prank call I've gotten from anyone.
Well, I mean, what's funny about it? Like, it's a prank call? Like, I'm serious. Like, I go down there, they call me the N-word, and then I get, like, a whole bucket of necks.
A bucket of what?
Necks? Like, they give me necks and giblets? Like, why would... Like, what kind of prank would that be? Like, oh, I just want some chicken necks.
I think they hung up. The line's still connected. Oh, that was great. Chicken necks. Oh.
That was wild, okay. Big shout-outs to fucking Rodney Coco for the ideas.
Chicken necks. Oh, I love that. Live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Wappy. I have the co-host. Wait, what's this? Oh, I thought it said Boozman on the map. We're calling KFCs. I'm your host, Wappy, with the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Co-host at the most, my...
Hi.
Humble opinion.
I'm Jimmy Scruggs. James.
The Nilla Gorilla, as it were.
I just like how you call me the Nilla Gorilla when it's always been the Vanilla Gorilla. And like, Nilla is vanilla, so it's fine. It's just so funny to me. Sorry. The Nilla Gorilla.
Live at RogueServer.com, the Nilla Gorilla, Jimmy Scruggs. And your
live
host,
with Whoopi.
Whoopi
with the silent H.
Whoopi with an H. It's
the
Whoopi's
silent
Whiplash.
So silent, I never put it there.
Optional H. Wait, I'm moving. Why am I moving east? Don't move east to get KFC. Wait, what about. I always want to call the UK. But, you know, it's currently 11:17 post meridian, Eastern Standard Time, here at RogueServer.com. And there's no 24-hour food in KFC, I don't think. Yes, no 24-hour food in KFC. That's the syntax. That's normal, and I'm going to stick with it. Oh, wait, they have to have KFC in Canada. I'm your host. Okay, this KFC in Canada is still open. British Columbia. Do you want to speak to a KFC? Are you satisfied? I forget. It was a good call.
I'm good for now, thank you. You can do a call.
Okay.
Hi there, thank you for calling KFC Dawson Creek. How may I help you?
Hi, I work at the racist KFC, and they brought in chickens.
I'm sorry?
I work at the racist... I go to the
racist... We're breaking up, sorry.
Oh, we're breaking up?
There we go. Yeah, can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Oh, I work at the... I go to the racist KFC. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Uh-huh.
I went to the racist one, and they gave me a bucket of, necks and giblets. Is that normal?
I'm sorry, I am not getting what you're saying, sir, because you're kind of breaking up sometimes.
We're breaking
up. Can you just, sorry, one more time, please?
Oh, I went to the racist KFC, and we have chicken necks and giblets, and how do we do those up?
I am not sure about what you're talking about, sir.
Chickens?
We don't have those.
I have those at the KFC.
I'm sorry?
It's been happening a lot this week. There's chickens in this KFC here.
Yeah?
How do we do them up? We gotta, you have a plucker? You're like tweezers?
I am not sure, sir. Sorry.
Because we have chicken feet we gotta do up, too. You gotta, grind them? To, a paste? So, we, cut them up and cook them?
Sir, I'm very sorry. It's really hard to understand you right now.
Oh. We're breaking up?
There's a loud background noise. I don't know what sort. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, it's chickens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're in the cold room back here, and they're making loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, yeah, sorry. If you are trying to, tell us how we only get some for our, our 35 providers.
I work at KFC, and we have the chickens in here. And there's birds. There's birds. Shut up! There's birds.
But yeah, sorry. We cannot accept those.
I work. I'm new to KFC. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here with these birds.
happening right now is you have chicken in the in your gold room, and you used to work at KFC, is that right?
I currently work there. I'm at KFC right now.
I'm sorry, which KFC?
The racist one.
I am not sure what you're talking about, sorry.
Oh, it's like the racist KFC down, like a little further south from y'all.
So yeah, we are in Dawson Creek, so I am not sure what are you talking about.
Oh, because I work at the racist KFC, and they don't want the differently colored chickens. They just want the pillow feather colored ones. So, do I cut them up, or I don't, because it's for chicken, like for food.
Okay, sir. So since I am not understanding it completely, I'm gonna have to drop the call right now. We are in a bit of a rush hour, so we're gonna have. It's either you're gonna call back or yeah.
Hey, Do I drop it? Like, do I drop the glass? Because there's glass in here, and I could just break it. Like. Like, just break it. That's normal. That's a normal thing to do. They couldn't hear me. But that's alright. Because it's Wuppy's Whiplash, I'm Wuppy, your host. My co-host, who has the co-most, Mr. Jimmy Scruggs. Jimmy Snugs in the Sheets, known as that Nilla Gorilla, ready to F some ass up.
Thanks for being
do a call.
Okay, I'll try.
You want a Canadian KFC?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, it's different.
I wonder if they have Donair.
Oh, yeah, it's Canada, so.
I don't know what Donair is.
Answer, you fool! Like that.
What a bitch. Already forgotten what I was gonna say.
Bye, ringing phone. I hate you. This is the first instance of hate showcased on the Whoppies Whiplash. We had a racist KFC, and now I hate a phone number. Let's type it down. H-A-T-E. And if you're decoding live with a artificial intelligence to decode the key taps, you have too much time on your hands, but you can verify that I did type out hate. But if I move the microphone just a little bit, you know, it's,
I think I'm just gonna tell them that somebody there called me the N-word.
I think that might be too real.
Why?
Is this too normal?
Well, no, I mean, like, you'll see how I say it. I don't think it'll necessarily be too real.
Okay.
I'm taking a spin on the racist KFC idea.
Okay.
I'm turning it on its head.
Thank you for calling KFC. To review our menu, hours of operation, and to place your order, please visit kfc.ca or the KFC Canada app. If you wish to speak with a customer service agent, please press 1.
Customer service agent?
Well, that's going to be, that's going to be a person in a room. Yeah.
Wait, there's another thing I wanted to do here.
It's funny, because like, the premise that I'm going to do kind of works there, but then it does become too real in the zone complaint.
Welcome to Wuppy's Whiplash. I'm Wuppy, your host, and Jimmy Scruggs is the co-host. We're doing live prank 'em ups on rogueserver.com.
calling KFC. To review our menu, hours of operation, and to place your order.
Press 8.
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, no.
You've made an invalid selection.
Star.
Thank you for calling KFC. Thank you for calling KFC.
6.
To review...
You've made an invalid selection.
Oh, my. I'm going to press all the numbers at this menu.
You've made an invalid selection. You've made an invalid selection.
Welcome.
You've made an invalid selection.
Okay, we figured out.
It's actually fucking Whoopi Thursday, everybody.
You're
in the chat and you don't know about it. That's Whoopi Thursday. Thursday with Whoopi.
Because I got so many
phone
numbers.
We are making invalid selections on rogueserver.com.
/Whoopi. I'm your host. That's Whoopi with an H. Whoopi.
Selections.
Yes. Live prank-em-ups here at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. We have a guest who's joined in the room with us, if you would like to introduce himself.
I'm a mystery guest. Mystery guest.
Scared.
Thank you for calling KFC. To review our menu, hours of operation, and to place your order, please visit kfc.ca or the KFC...
Let's see if it is a call center. I'll see.
Hi, thanks for calling KFC. Yes, guys, from home of you.
Hi, is this a call center? Or is this a KFC guy?
KFC, this is our kid, the KFC.
Okay, so this is the actual
store?
Not
the call center.
Oh.
Yes, the actual store.
Oh, okay, because I, Jimmy, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, man, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, dude, so the last KFC that I went to, I kind of had, like, a really bad experience, so I just wanted to call and make sure, like, you guys aren't, like, really racist down there, are you?
No, we have, nobody here is racist or anything.
All right, well, the last KFC I went to, they called me the N-word, like, straight up, like, multiple times, and I didn't really... Yeah, okay, all right, I'm just making sure, because, like, it really, like, it kind of, like, I'm white, so it really kind of freaked me out, and, like, they used the hard R and everything, like, it was kind of disgusting.
We accept all cultures here, okay, say anything like that to anybody.
I'd like to butt in right here, but, like, I swear to God, I was in the third seat back there, and he was, like, laughing, and... All his friends were looking, like, he was calling it, like, the heart. It was really bad, man. I felt kind of scared.
I don't know which KFC you went to, but here at KFC Kano, we don't do any of that.
Well, and then, like, when I got up to the window, they just gave me, like, a whole bag of, like, chicken necks, it looked like. Like, they were, like, fried up, but they were just, like, they looked like necks.
Was this in KFC Kano?
I don't remember specifically. It was just, that was the last KFC I went to, so I just wanted to make sure, like, you guys are on the up and up, right? Because, like, I ended up in this, like, bizarro racist KFC thing, and, like, I was just hoping to get, like, you know, some chicken and, like, not necks.
To be completely honest,
giblets.
I've heard about KFC in Vanderhoof, how the town is completely racist. I've heard about that, but in Canal, we don't do any of that.
All right. What was that town again so I can write it down?
Vanderhoof.
All right, because I'm new in town. And I'm just trying to, like, watch out for stuff like that. Because it really upset me. Like,
completely understand.
I didn't really know what to say. Like, I just left, like, and I took the chicken necks and, like, I don't know. I got rid of them and threw them away. I was going to eat that.
Yeah, we treat everybody here in Kano with respect and kindness. We don't say anything like that. Our food may take some time if we run out or stuff like that. Yeah. But we don't need profanity or anything like that.
No, I'm sure you guys do a great job down there. Like I, you know, like I said, this was, like I said, it was just the last KFC that I went to. I had a really bad experience, so I just wanted to make sure that you guys were on the up and up. And you sound great. I just remembered, I can't even believe, when I was leaving, the guy yelled, like, from the window at the drive-thru, he yelled, Nilla Gorilla, at me.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I completely understand. If you want, you can come by and try us, and we'll give you a really good experience. You won't say anything like that. We don't talk to people like that. We treat everybody with respect and kindness. We don't say any words like the words you were saying.
Well, I mean, I didn't say those words. I didn't even say it in, like, an explanatory tone, you know what I mean? Like, I specifically refrained from saying those words, even tonight, to you. But, you know, I had to say something. I couldn't just say that they said some really terrible things to me.
Yeah, I completely understand.
I needed to know the gravity of the situation. And you don't have any, like, chicken necks or giblets down there, right? Because, like, I don't even know where he got them. Because, like, at KFC, all got, like, you got the thighs and the, you know, chicken nuggets. And, like, I mean, not chicken nuggets, but you know what I'm saying, like.
We have popcorn chicken.
Yeah, that's chicken nuggets. It's, yeah, like, you know. So, yeah, like, you got little chickens. Yeah. But you don't have, yeah, like, it's not like a bag of giblets, you know, like, that you take out of a whole chicken. Like.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what came in my bag. Like, it was a bag of giblets and chicken necks. Like, they had just, you know, recently slaughtered that chicken. But yeah, no, that sounds great. I'm gonna come down there tonight and I'm gonna get some food and
okay,
yeah, thanks.
I'm just
that's
gonna
great.
Let you know in advance.
Yeah.
Right now, we're actually all sold out of the chicken on the bone and the tenders.
Okay.
But we can give you like the popcorn chicken that you wanted, the chicken nuggets. We have lots of those. We can give you that whole bucket full of those.
Right on. Sweet. Yeah, no, I mean, that sounds good. I'll weigh out my options. Maybe you'll see me, maybe you won't. Just, if I come in, don't call me the N-word.
We will never do that, sir.
All right, awesome.
And also, just want to let you know one more thing. We do close by 10 o'clock, okay?
You got it.
10 p.m. And the front is closed at 9 p.m.
All right. Well, I'm more of a drive-through kind of guy anyway, but yeah, that all works for me. So, yeah, thank you for everything. I really appreciate you.
Yep, no problem.
All right, Doug. You have a great night.
Okay, yeah, you too. See you.
Peace.
That is an anti-racist KFC, which I appreciate.
That guy was awesome. Cool.
It's really cool. Sorry for cutting you off.
That's okay. I don't care.
Oh, this is a different
part of fun.
Sometimes I care. Sometimes I'm actually pissy about it, but you got me in a fine mood, and it didn't even, like, phase the guy. Like.
Yeah, it just gave you, like, a credible kind of backstory.
Yeah, no, it didn't even phase him, so it's fine.
Alright, welcome to Whoppy's Whiplash. I'm Whoppy. I got the co-host, Jimmy Scruggs, the Nilla Gorilla, live in the studio. It's a sort of podcast sort of situation. I'm completely sober.
Oh, but I was thinking we should probably call Vanderhoof and call them the N-word.
Oh, no. You can't call Vanderhoof the N-word.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't necessarily want to call anyone the N-word on the Whoopi show.
I did look him up. We can call them, but I think we have people, we have guests, we have a scared person in here. I'm not sure if they want to do a call live on the air. Tiff is
scared.
Tiff's hanging out in the top thing, not in the live room on mumble.rogueserver.com. I'm your host, Whoppy.
There's people taking whappers on the rogue server.
Yeah, they're just chilling, and that's cool.
They're taking a blinker right now.
That's what it's all about. Carther says, chilling. All right. Mystery Man, do you want to speak to Canadian KFC?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, man.
You can do it.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Can I be racist KFC in America?
You can do whatever you want. Just don't put me in jail.
Or like I saw a racist KFC?
Just don't put me in jail, that's all. It's like a free speech zone. Oh, if you join the Mumble, you can hear the show about 15 seconds earlier, I think.
This person cannot be reached at the moment.
Not a person, you're a KFC. KFCs aren't people.
I mean, Colonel.
They don't deserve... KFCs don't deserve human rights.
That's true.
If you're a KFC, only you don't deserve Colonel human rights. Okay, let's try this. Is this the, Because I like the idea of there just being a racist KFC out there in the world.
Single one.
Yeah, the racist KFC.
Still standing.
Put a little X.
Hi there,
how may I help you? Hello, ma'am. What's your name?
Hi, Naus.
Naus? Oh, nice to meet you. So I was going to a KFC in America, and I'm coming over to British Columbia.
Yeah?
Do you understand? They were a little racist to me. That going to be a... they were racist to me? They were saying things that were really bad. I was going in, they were saying they didn't like brown eggs and things like that.
Sorry, actually, your voice is cracking. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, yeah?
Hello, how are you doing?
Sorry,
yes, hello.
What you're saying?
I am calling the KFC. Are you the KFC?
Yeah, I'm talking from KFC Camber River.
Oh, yes. I was just wondering if you guys are any slightly racist down there. Because I'm not looking for any racism, ma'am. I've been hurt before.
Sorry, what happened?
They called me a slur, ma'am. Down at the KFC in America. I don't want to say exactly where it is.
You're calling from America, right?
Ma'am, I'm traveling to British Columbia right now, and I want to know if you guys are gonna say something to me that's gonna make me... You know, it's just bad. That's not good.
I'm
sorry.
That line sucked. You can try again. She didn't understand.
No.
Line sucked.
I'll hear you a little bit more. We'll get a little bit into it.
Okay.
If you want to go another call,
Whoopi,
I don't
you're
know.
Not getting out of it this easy.
Oh, you want me to keep going? Fuck, I'll keep going.
Oh,
I'll
have to do it. I have to do it, I think. Oh, I'm gonna change it up. On the prank em up live.
I was discouraged.
Prank 'em up live at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm Whoopi, your host. Jimmy Scruggs, the co-host, and we have a mystery scared man who's doing pretty good on the telephone and doesn't need to be embarrassed or scared about it. I'm going to call Tim Hortons right next to the KFC. Because it's Kanata. Ring, phone, ring. What the hell am I saying at these people?
Tell them you're up in the room with your bitch.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm up in the room with my Bic lighter at the Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Can I, like, I went to the racist KFC, and I just don't know if you do that there.
The what, sorry?
Racist KFC.
Racist KFC?
Yeah. They have a spring
What's
there.
That? What's that, sorry?
It's like a KFC, but they're racist. They use a spring to keep people out. Like, I'll try to walk in, but... Oh, they bounced me.
That was probably super loud on their end. Because it was loud on my end.
Oh, yeah.
It was really funny on my end.
I think I want to... I think I want to try again.
Spring.
Oh no! Oh, that's how to do it. That's how to do it. I think I have a concept with the sound. I'm gonna try it one more time. I got a McDonald's in Canada. Get a little taste of bed music there. It's gonna make editing tricky. Hello? Hello?
Thank you for calling McDonald's.
Hi, McDonald. I'm trying to enjoy the food, but it's not letting me in.
Pardon?
I have the big Macintosh hamburger sandwich style with a big French fry on top of it, and I'm trying to open the bag and it's not letting me in.
You try to open a bag and you're not let it in, sorry?
It's not letting me in whenever I try to open it. So how do I do it? Because I'll try to touch on it and you can probably hear what I'm dealing with. All right, bag. Out of my hands. The bag.
Pardon?
The bag, is like bouncing out of my hands whenever I try to like touch it. It's like there's a spring in
there. I don't understand what you're really talking about. Sorry.
I have a big hamburger sandwich style McDonald's.
Can I ask your name, sorry?
Steve.
Steve, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying you ordered here in drive-thru or at the front?
I picked it up from the store. And I got the bag. It's got the big hamburger style Macintosh sandwich deluxe Uber French fry with the Dr. Coke on top and the milkshake.
Okay.
And I'm trying to open the bag and it's not letting me in. Like, I'll try again.
Yeah, sure.
The hand bounced right off the bag whenever I touched on it. Is that normal? If I show you this damn sandwich, will you look at it and like diffuse the whole situation? Because
yeah, for sure. You can come here and then let's double check it.
I don't want anyone to get hurt from the sandwich because it is 9/11. I don't know if you knew that, but it is 9/11.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it's not a good day. It's a bad day. You can agree with me on that. Like, we have differences, but you agree that 9/11 was bad, right? Like, you agree with that, with me on it? Because the spring's wound up in here, and it's just, every time I try to touch it, it bounces the bag. Like, it's different. Am I normal? I don't know what you're typing, but it's scaring me. But we can all agree that everything is bad. And no one's hurt. No, there's nothing going on. I'm safe. I'm just confused. This typing is very scary. They're typing secrets. So, I love you. I come like helicopter style. Is that a mechanical keyboard? I'm gonna have to hang up because this is going on too long, and it's just since I'm en route. All right, I love you. Bye. She's just typing, so I can't do anything with typing. Welcome to the show. It's Whoppy Swiplash with Whoppy, your host. Co-host the co-most, Jimmy Scruggs, the Nilla Gorilla, known to whoop some ass in the streets and in the sheets. We have a scared man in here with us as a guest. We have Tiff above. And it's me, your host.
Don't forget about those folks doing whappers down there.
Shout outs to the people doing mad whappers and whappers.
The scared man would like to do a hotel call.
Okay.
Doing lappers.
Okay. Welcome to the show. You're listening live at Rooster.
I'm also going to put hats and pants on.
Okay. Hats and pants. I'll find you a hotel, sir. Don't you worry. Don't you worry one bit. I will find you a hotel. I haven't called it. My list of too many numbers, to be honest with you. Wait, let's see how many numbers this is. Because it's a lot. What's 700 minus 200? 500? 500 phone calls? 500 phone calls?
So how many calls? Man.
Not including...
phone calls go by.
That's just for me. Alright, this is North Country Inn and Suites.
Hey brother, we're just coming up here. We got a suite already. I'm really just kind of worried because a couple of my brothers are. Sorry, what was your name?
Pardon?
What was your name?
My name is Meet.
Meet. Okay,
yeah.
Nice
yeah,
to meet
MIT,
you.
Yeah.
Okay, nice to meet you. Okay, so let me explain the situation, man. My brothers are over here. They're doing lap, like they're smoking up here. I don't know what to do, man. It's my room. It's my room, man. Like,
hello.
What do you? Hello, can you hear
okay,
me?
I'm whispering.
I'm whispering. I'm scared. I don't want them to know, man. But what if I? Can I just start smoking up here? Like, maybe we just like cut the whole bullshit. All right, you know, like we're smoking up here. Fuck it. You know, fuck the room. Is that okay? Just say, you know.
No, we not allow any smoking in the room. Hello?
Yo.
Which room number
keep
you
smoking.
Have?
Keep smoking. Yo, like two? 15? I think? Like, I think that was on, like, one of my guests. Because we have a lot of rooms, like a couple of rooms, not a lot. Only a little.
Just a second, can you hold it?
No, please. No, that scares me. It makes me go insane. I keep smoking and smoking and smoking. Like right now. I'm going to smoke right now. I swear to God, if you're going to do that.
Nope.
What do you want me to do then? What do you want me to do? You want me to keep smoking and smoking and smoking? And...
Sahid?
So now I'm done. Oh, man, I'm...
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
hello, can you hear me?
How can I help you?
Oh, God. Sir, I've been smoking in my room with my everything.
What room it's over. Are you in?
It smells. Does it smell? Can you smell it?
What room number are you in?
You can smell it, kid. I already said it. I said it. I don't want to say it again. I'm scared. I don't want to say it again.
What room number are you in?
Please, sir. Just ask your brother. Ask the other guy. Don't say it.
You know which room are you?
Please.
I can help you.
No, I know. I forgot to say, I'm hiding from my brothers because they're smoking, and this is my room.
Mm-hmm. But you remember about where are you? Which room?
The bathroom. I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. Do you know which building are you in?
Number 8? 8 divided by 4. I know it's 8 divided by 4. I think that's 2? I think that's 2.
Are you in a suite? Or?
Well, there's like 3, 4, like maybe like 4, 5, 6, 7. There's like 7 of us. Maybe 8? 8? Like 8 of us?
That'll be perfect. Thank you. Like, are you with the company? Like,
no, with sir. Your buddies? No. Please, no. I'm smoking in the bathroom, sir. I'm scared.
Okay. But I can help you. Like,
but I'm not. I'm just confused. I'm very confused. I'm not. I'm scared. I'm safe, right? If you, mm-hmm. I can mm-hmm. say that, right? Mm-hmm. I want to say that right yeah. now. I'm just confused. But,
anybody else in your room? I don't think anybody else is in your room.
What number 2, 8? What's 4 plus 8?
What is your floor color? I can find from there. Is it a,
plus
what
the
is your floor color?
I think you times the floor by 4. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, but I can find out by the floor, like, what color is your floor in the washroom? Gray color floor?
Oh my goodness, sir. Oh my God. It's a floor!
What color?
What do you want me to say? It's a floor!
What color is it?
Sir! The color is floor! I don't know what to say to you. It's a floor, sir.
You know what color is it?
Floor.
Is it a gray color?
It's like divided by 2 floors. If you like look at it, it's like divided by like 2 times 2.
I'm gonna hang up. If you need
no,
any
I'm
help,
counting the
just,
panels right now,
come,
sir.
Come
I'm
to
counting
the office.
Them. I'm counting them right now, please. I'm scared. I don't know where I am. I'm scared, but I'm safe. I'm just confused. I'm counting the panels as we speak. I'm counting them. We're trying to figure out what's going on. It's going 3 times 8, but right now, it's kind of confusing because now it's going 1 off, 1, 1, and the math is just not mathing, sir. Can you please help me with the math? I'm looking at a panel of 20. It goes 20 times maybe 8, maybe another 8.
You need to stay calm. It seems like you're a little bit high on whatever, but
I'm not
stay
high,
calm.
Sir. I've just been smoking blinkers, sir.
Okay,
I'm confused. I'm safe, but I'm also kind of scared.
Okay, don't be scared. I can.
But I'm putting. I'm gonna put pants on. I'm gonna put hat. I'm gonna put a hat on. Is that okay? I put a hat on. I'll put it on.
Do you want me to?
Can I put safety goggles on?
If you need any help, you can
maybe
call.
Some sunglasses?
Just want to say good night to the fans.
All right, good night.
I love y'all. Bye.
Good night, Jimmy.
Love you.
We love you. Jimmy, he's the co-host, but, you know, he's got my back. He's got my back regardless of what the situation is. If I were shot down in the streets today, he would be in jail for killing my killers. It's what the situation would entail. I'm Wuppy, your host. We have a scared man in here. This is Wuppy's Whiplash every September 11th, 2025. It's currently 11:57 and 15 seconds Eastern Standard Time, post meridian. I think, honestly, Jimmy's, this has been going on way too long. So I'm gonna do a couple more calls and then the show will be over, because I just looked at the record time and it's fucking 3 hours. If you're listening, they're listening live at rogueserver.com/Wuppy. And you should probably go to bed soon. What the hell am I doing? What am I doing? I'm calling hotels in Canada. That's what I'm doing. If you want to make calls, you can join the Mumble at mumble.rogueserver.com. Point a Mumble client to it and, pass the wizard's test. And you can make calls with me, Wuppy, and Jimmy, and a scared man, and the voyeur, Carthor. We're winding down for the night. I think I'm gonna inquire about that. Oh, I know what I'm doing.
Hello, this is Silly Guest from Sound Assist.
Hi, am I allowed to do, like, bring a spring?
Yeah.
Hi. Am I allowed to bring a spring in here? In the room?
What? What's that, sorry?
A spring?
Spring?
Yeah,
Which room are you staying at?
Is it a problem?
Which room are you staying at, sir?
If I'm not allowed to have a spring.
We, you mean the hose? Water hose?
No. Spring? I have
spring.
One. I have a spring. And if I'm not supposed to have one, I'm not going to tell you my room number because I don't want to get in trouble about it.
Oh. I'm sorry. I might quite don't understand. Are you staying currently with us, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a strong spring.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, sir. I'm
host.
Sorry. My name is Dimitri. Yeah.
Dimitri.
And I'm trying to understand, you need a spring or...
No, I have a spring.
I don't know. It's quite... Hello?
Like...
There's something with the service.
I'll let you hear it. Activate the spring. We activated it. The spring?
Okay. Let me...
It's, like a coil. Oh, you can't press... You can't do that. He just pressed a bunch of random numbers at me. Oh, it's no longer 9/11, so 9/11 isn't topical anymore. You can't just press numbers at me like that. It sounded like a real phone number. If you're listening, you're listening live at rogueserver.com. Like that. I'm your host, Wuppy. This is Wuppy's Whiplash. Oh, I wanted to do $4 rooms, too. Scared Man, do you want to talk to a hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask about the $4 rooms?
Go for it. Oh, I called them. I called this place before.
Hello?
I just looked at them up in the list. I'm not sure what I said at them, but they were definitely called in the past. I hope Dimitri...
I don't want to...
What's that?
I was going to say, I kind of want to steal Budeye's idea and say that I see the Hat Man or the Demon Man. Too. That seems pretty fun.
You can do whatever you want to here at the Whiplash. Just don't send me to jail. It's the only rule. Alright, let me...
Hello, you have reached the Reed Hotel. We have no availability this evening. Please press 1 for future reservations, press 2 for restaurant information, and 3 for emergency or all other inquiries.
Oh, there's no emergency happening.
Uh-oh.
No emergency. Alright, I'm gonna call you a hotel, then I'm gonna call me a hotel, and then that's calling it quits after that, I think. Oh, it's so fucking... I need to move out of here. Here? I can't... Oh, what's this number? Oh. That's the hotel. Hello?
Hello, sorry, I just calling you back from Hillview Guest Rooms. We talked just quite a few minutes ago about some springs. Something happened into your room, sir?
Oh, I have springs. Like, am I allowed to have them here? Like, that style?
If you're allowed to have a spring, you can actually put it, of course, sir. Yeah, sir.
Oh, sweet. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, something with connection. I didn't understand what's going on. Sorry about that.
My phone sucks. It's like the audio from my phone pumps back into the phone, and it just sounds bad.
Oh, yeah, like it's, yeah. Sorry about that. May I just remind me which room you're staying at, sir?
I think I'm, wait, is this the Knights Inn?
Mason? No.
Oh, what hotel is this?
We are Hillview Guest Rooms.
Oh.
Hillview Guest Rooms in
Wanderthorpe. I got the wrong number. I'm a dummy. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Okay. I'm stupid like that. But there's a lever in here. You want me to, like, push the lever down at this hotel?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Listen.
Yeah, I think so. You might look at me also, yeah. That's why.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I pushed the lever in this room.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a lever in here, and I touched it, and it, like, whooshed. I get the stupid mobile carrier, Dog Mobile, and they just suck. They just suck. It's like Hot Dog Mobile, and it just sucks.
Do you... I still didn't understand, sir. Which room you're at? May you just tell me the number, please?
Because I'm at the Knights Inn. I think I'm in room number 8 at the Knights Inn, but it's... I think this is the wrong hotel I called.
I think so, sir, because... Yeah. We don't have a room number 8,
I'm sorry, it's my fault, okay. I called the wrong hotel.
No, don't worry, sometimes happen, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's alright.
You can tell everyone I'm a dumb idiot, I don't care. Because I am, because I got this stupid phone, it's from Dog Mobile, and just, it like pumps the audio back into the phone. So there should be an echo.
Yeah. Okay.
It's different.
Alright, don't worry, have a good night then.
I love you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
I think that's the first time we've had a callback on the show. Live.
That was awesome.
Ah, Dimitri's such a fucking sweetheart. I don't want him to get in any trouble. I don't want anyone to get in any trouble. Alright, we were going to call you. I think that counts as my final call, maybe.
Get it.
Okay. Keo Lodge. I don't know. This seems like a...
Do they have a pool?
I have no clue.
Let's go.
I can figure it out, maybe.
Bet they got a bed.
No pool. Pet friendly, kid friendly.
Good afternoon, Carol Lodge.
Hello, what's your name? Carol?
Cindy?
Oh, Cindy, hello. Nice to meet you. We were just in here in the lodge. Our friends are smoking in the room. I was gonna let you know before they did that, but I'm kind of just going along with it, and I was kind of just going about the fee. What do you think the fee's gonna be? Like, can you guys kind of smell it down there?
I don't know. You're smoking in your room?
Yeah, all of us are. Yeah, we're chiefing it up.
Oh.
I just wanted to see, like, what the, you know, smoke policy was. Smoke policy?
I mean, obviously you're not supposed to.
Oh! Wait, what?
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to.
Yo, they said we can't smoke in the room!
Really?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right to me, dog.
Dude, I thought we got a smoke room.
Yo.
We were gonna cheat this shit up. Well, we already did, I mean...
Oh.
What do you want to do?
Blow it under the bed. They can't smell if it's under
the bed. Alright, hold on. Hold on. I'm going under the bed. Hold on.
Yeah, you should be able to smell it.
Hear me, man? I'm under the bed, man.
You want me to take the phone from you, boy?
Yeah, take it. I was under the bed. I thought I was smoking and shit.
Hello, ma'am? Ma'am? Oh, she hung up. I think that was my fault.
Could she hear me under the bed or no?
I could hear you, but it might not have come across the phone. I think, unless you have any premises that are dying to get out, I think that's it for the Whoopies.
Yeah.
Whoopies.
That was awesome. Thank you, Whoopi.
Thank you for joining into the show, Mystery Scared Man. This is Whoopi. I'm your rogue server file jockey, and we're going to be played out with music tonight here at the Whiplash. Thank you for listening. If you're listening, you are listening live at rogueserver.com. Thank you to everyone who appeared in the show. Thank you to rogueserver.com. Thank you to everyone in the chat for the ideas, like Leaf and Carthor and Mahuldi. I'm using comic chat, so I just see avatars of everybody. But if you're in the chat, I appreciate it. I appreciate you for the ideas. They're all good, I think. Welcome to the show. It's the end of the show, and if you're listening, you're listening live to Whoopi's Whiplash. It's currently September 12th, 2025, Eastern Standard Time. 12:09 and 52 seconds, anti-meridium. And to play us out, I'm actually organizzled, so we have music already on demand. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your night at rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Good morning, good morning, good night, good morning, good night, good morning, good night. Depending on where you are, it's either good morning or good night. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Alright. Bye. Thank you. I love you.
Bye!